imagine if she's smarter and she approaches you, she debates better, she communicates better, bigger words. You know what I mean?
Like, and she has the power to yell.
Yeah.
She has the power.
On top of all that.
Yeah, why are you yelling at me?
She can yell.
Hello. Hey, what's up, mate? Yeah, what's up, mate?
We never are bored on this pod.
Please.
Welcome on this Thursday afternoon.
Please.
Is it?
Don't shave.
No, I'm not going to shave. No, thank I'm not going to shave. Yo, at all. I'm not going to shave.
Memory boy wants
no,
to shave.
No, no, don't shave.
I just did my haircut today.
Yeah, me too.
I did
fresh
not.
Cut.
I have to. I have to.
Yeah, you look like a caveman for sure.
Oh, Lord.
So, what's the topic today?
These nuts.
Welcome back, Andy.
Welcome back, Andy. Hey, what's up, man? What's up, man?
I'm back.
The vengeance.
Oh, yeah, I came back strong.
Fuck Andy.
Yeah, fuck Andy.
Yo, that is the theme.
That and fuck Jason.
Yeah, yo, yo.
Oh, Jason. Yeah.
It's I his love birthday, Jason. By the way.
Yeah, yeah,
happy birthday,
Jason.
Birthday.
Big love, big up.
Happy birthday, my man.
Happy birthday, yes.
We know you don't listen to the pod, but happy birthday.
Does he?
No, he does.
Does he listen to Vice Versa?
I don't know, man.
Because I listen to Saint and Sinners. I listen to Thoughts and Confessions and Vice Versa.
You think he has a beef because he said fuck?
No.
No, Jason started this.
Yeah, Jason.
Jason started because
the main villain.
He put me on the spot, asked me who was my favorite pod.
We all know it's us. That's
no,
for sure.
No, I told them I hate them all equally.
Like your kids.
Trick question.
The one that we know and the unknown in the universe.
I would like to plead the fifth on that one.
So yeah, before we start the real actual subject. No. I just wanted to be properly set. And I have a question for you, Francis.
Oh
shit.
Would you date a girl that benches more than you?
No, no, hell no. It's going to be way too
because
heavy.
That was the third question that was missing.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Money, smarts, and strength.
And strength.
You told me that the guy in Nigeria, what was the question that he asked?
No, he said, because when I put the results to the question, so we, this week on...
DJ. What is DJ? DJ. What was his name?
What's up, DJ?
Telesi.
Telesi, yeah.
Yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
for the
shout out to Nigeria.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nigeria. And because I did the question on social media yesterday for would you date somebody?
There was zero.
And the thing is, the women I expected none was going to say no problem. I understand.
Men answered?
Yo. So out of 47 answers, there was, I think, 17 or 18 men.
Oof.
Okay.
And like only one.
You have 17 male friends?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Haters.
Danger.
They're haters. No. They're not all haters. Some people like me. I can count. I'm not even sure about you guys. I don't know anymore.
I don't know either.
Depending on the days.
Attachant, yeah, you too.
But you two, I don't know sometimes, you know.
Wow.
You got it to cut. Oh, I'm not going to say.
No,
can
we've
I say?
Known each other for so long.
You're always fighting.
I'm sorry. I caught you. My mistake. After out of 17 men.
Out of 17, only my buddy, Telesi, that actually said, hell's the fuck nah. All the rest of them are like, yeah, no problem.
Dating someone more intelligent?
Yeah.
More smarter?
And I call you bluff.
Oh, yeah.
I call all these men out there bluff.
This level of smartness.
Yeah.
No, but the question was never about smartness. The question was always about, how can I put it in the sense that smarter than you, mm-hmm. regardless of what level you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like for men, especially with men nowadays, they're a little bit losing their place in society.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do so, we even have a place?
We still do.
Especially if you're white and a man and straight.
Cisgender.
That's kind of crazy.
talk about it.
I got to talk about it.
Yeah, shame
you feel
on
threatened?
You.
Huh? Shame you feel threatened?
I feel like I have nothing. Like, I can't say anything.
That's the real thing. Cause I have a.
I'm not feeling trained for anything.
Look at this.
I'm not scared of anything, but I feel like I can't talk.
Are you proud of being Berber?
Hells yeah.
Are you proud of being Lebanese?
Always.
I'm fucking proud to be African from Cameroon. Are you proud to be white?
I'm not gonna say it.
But white is not a country.
He's, I know. I know.
Are you proud of being Canadian?
Am I proud to be half Canadian, half Italian? Yeah.
I don't. Oh, you have a flag of Montreal on your, but you have a flag on your on your arm.
Okay.
And this is all Italian. But no, but yeah, I could say I'm proud, but being saying like I'm proud to be white. I'm gonna sound like white supremacy.
But okay, yeah, but I would find that weird.
I'm proud to be black.
No, you can't say that shit.
Can I say I'm proud to be black? Well, we all know I have a little bit of black.
And we got canceled.
Because when you say you have a little bit of black in you, my question is, did you go to jail? Did somebody leave something in you?
I'm not talking.
That went south really quick.
That wasn't in jail. That's what happens.
Were
you holding somebody's pocket? That's my question.
I'm not holding any pockets.
Did you stop paying child support?
I don't have a child that I noticed.
No, he has cats.
I have cats.
So you call all men like the smart, the one that said they can't be with her.
Yeah, but is this even a problem? Let's be honest with you. You're dating a chick or somebody. And she
or
might be
somebody. Wait,
I'm saying.
Wait, words are important here.
I'm just saying.
A chick or somebody. What are we talking about here?
Well, it can be a chick or it can be someone that you're interested somewhere else that's not a chick. I mean, it can be.
Okay, but you're talking about us.
Yeah, but us.
No, I'm the biggest lesbian here.
Perfect. So you're with a woman that's smarter than
you. I'm so dumb. I found it really funny. I'm such a lesbian.
I guess we're all lesbians.
No, we're not.
Really?
No, we're not.
You're not a lesbian?
I'm not a lesbian.
Of course you are.
Of course.
Well, are you bisexual?
What's the definition of a lesbian?
I don't know, but I'm not.
Okay, what is the favorite meal of lesbians?
Pussy.
Pussy.
Well, they're like multiple. Are they vegan?
Vegan carnivore?
Vegan vajayjay. Anyway, so continue with your saying.
Does it really bother you that the person you're with, the woman you're with, is smarter than you?
It doesn't bother me at all.
Okay, so
no, me neither.
I just said I wouldn't date.
Would you not date at all?
Somebody smarter than me?
Yeah.
Already, I have difficulty picturing that, but what it looks
okay,
like.
Okay, buddy, I didn't call you. Look, Einstein.
No,
here.
But no. But that's the thing because
but
intelligence.
You have a hard time dating. Point.
Yeah. See, because everybody's
then,
smarter than me.
And then add,
she's really like smart.
No, so wait.
No, we all like
but,
smart girls.
Let me. Yeah, people, but that's the thing.
People,
that's exactly.
People have levels of IQs that are in different fields, right?
Wait. Let me just finish the idea. You'll understand where I'm going with this. When I say intelligent people, yeah. I'm not talking about somebody that has quadruple masters at Harvard. That I could care less.
Okay.
You can have all the diplomas in the world. That's not something that will make me insecure in any way or form.
Okay.
Or that would bother me in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
When I say smart is when they talk, they make me feel stupid. And for that to happen.
People.
No.
Again, like, listen.
Because they're doing it on purpose to make you feel stupid.
But again, it depends.
Because I said it last time on the pod. Like, if the girl would have more money, but she doesn't, like, if the attitude doesn't come with it, or, like, she's super cool and whatever, I wouldn't care. But if she starts playing at, okay, I have more money, this is going to be an issue.
No, because sure, women, and I'm generalizing here. I'm putting it out there. I'm generalizing.
We apologize.
We're not talking about you.
Women in general.
Not you either.
Seeing a guy that's cocky to a certain degree, not in too much. Is actually sexy. Somebody that's confident.
Mm-hmm. Attractive.
If you find a woman that's cocky, you would find that as a turnoff.
Yeah, when it's cocky, yeah.
That's where I'm going with this.
You could be a little bit.
No,
but you can be a strong woman. Cockiness is another level. Because cockiness, at the end of the day, men are insecure people, right? And their cockiness is their way of saying, I have purpose, I have a goal, and this is my job in this relationship. If you remove security, wealth, and intelligent, what could this man bring to this woman? If the woman is smarter than you to the point that it makes you feel stupid, meaning that, you know how you joke around right now? I say a joke and you're like, oh, I'm stupid, whatever. Imagine you're in a relationship with a girl that makes you feel that way all the time.
She doesn't even do it on purpose. No, that would be an issue.
Exactly, because it's not necessarily her fault. I'm not saying she's a bad person or she's a bad mate. She's a bad mate for you. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So for me to be in a room and we have a conversation and I have no idea what you're talking about. And women, as much as men, could do it very easily. If I'm a biochemist or an astronaut and I keep on bringing other people in that field at home and my wife is next to me and we start talking about astrology, like, you know, the planets and this, this, and that, she's going to lose interest. She's going to be detached,
right? Wouldn't be she be a little interested too as well?
No, there's a certain level of interest, but to a point. I'm not going to go to university just so I can find something in common with you. It's the same thing when it talks about sports. When men are in love with sports, right?
Absolutely.
We go into statistics, we go into history and stuff like that.
Fantasies, you know what I mean?
Women are smarter than men when it comes to these things because they're able to take just a little bit. They just want to know what's your favorite team, who's your favorite player, did they win this week or not?
Yeah.
And we're dum-dums and we're super happy with it. And by all means, us men, no. If she likes tennis and I don't like tennis, that's your thing. I'll do my thing. Get what I'm saying? We don't function the same way.
Mm. Well, that's where I disagree. I think Zola, we always have a little compromise to do. At some point.
No, yes, there's a certain level of interest.
The same way that she picks the team you like and the player you like and this and that, you pick exactly the tennis player she likes and, you know, the matches, vice versa.
Okay, so, honey, your wife likes to dance, right?
Yeah.
Do you dance with her?
Sometimes. Rarely, but sometimes.
Do you go to the...
I don't go to all the classes she goes to, no.
No.
But when we go out, we dance together.
What kind of dance does she do?
But anything. She dances on everything.
Yeah, but what's her favorite dance?
Salsa, merengue, bachata.
What's her favorite dance?
Salsa.
You sure about that?
Almost sure.
We can call her.
Yeah, but I think I'm almost sure on that one.
You're almost sure. No, but you know what I mean. We're okay with it because I don't think she would be too, in the sense that once she knows that you guys don't have this thing in common, she's okay with it. Men, if we feel belittled, smaller, I feel, and I'm generalizing again.
Yeah.
Some men are okay with it, and that's okay too. I'm talking about me. If she's making me feel like I'm ridiculous, how come I don't know these things? How come I don't this? It would bother me long term.
No, well, here's one thing actually I can speak about it as experience because I've been with a woman that's been, you know, very intelligent overall. You know who I was talking about back in the days, Lamouche.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Kochek?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what made her?
She very cool person, but obviously her field. She's a shrink for kids.
Okay.
So, and she's very, like, even though we were seeing each other in the past, she was always into her books, always studying. Mm-hmm. And we would talk about, you know, her like, experience with kids. It was interesting at first. But at some point, it kind of got deep where I became the client or I became the prospect that she wanted to interrogate all the time. Like, I wasn't no longer her date. I was more of a...
You were a guinea pig.
You were an experience.
At some point, I had to put a stop. I'm like, stop labeling me as one of...
It did bother you.
At some point, it did. Like, again, at some point, it didn't, which I backed off. Yeah. I'm not saying no.
So if you wanted a relationship with her, it would have been complicated.
It would have been very complicated, unless she would change the way she approached me.
Because the thing is, I understand women. If they find themselves in a relationship with a guy that they see underneath them.
Yeah.
Financially, mentally, why would she take you seriously? Women love to be challenged as much as men too, but in different fields type of thing. Get what I'm saying?
No, for sure. Absolutely, for sure.
That's what I'm saying. I would want to have a wife that can check me if I'm fucking up, right? That doesn't require somebody that's a genius. That means somebody that is self-aware. Those are qualities that I'm looking for in a woman. Somebody that is very sensitive, kind, and sharing.
Yeah.
I don't need her to have a doctrine in biology. Better. That's not something that
it's on
my checklist. Yeah, it's not a criteria. So if she has it, by all means, do you. But if I'm dating a shrink and everything for her is, like, imagine I'm dating a shrink, right?
Or you'll go to jail.
And every time I say something, she's like, oh, that's typical, this type of behavior.
Yeah, no, at some point, you don't want to talk to her, period. You don't want
to shut the fuck up.
There's no more communication.
Shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? This is what I mean by that. Now, women are more patient than men, and they have this motherly side where they're always willing.
Are they more patient?
I don't know if they're more patient.
Yeah, that part, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like women are more patient than men. I'll say it. I'm saying it out there.
Yeah,
And overall, women are more patient. Now, they're not patient with bullshit.
At all. There's no patience with
bullshit. That's what I'm saying. But if you're in a healthy relationship, I can guarantee you most of the times, women are going to let go of things a lot more
Look,
than
that. Look, you want to generalize, fine. But I mean...
What I'm trying to... Because your question, I can see where you say that, but it's also the place where... The part where you... Almost... we're resilient, too. We're ready to accept whatever situation just for the F of it. Like, I'm going to stay in... actually, no. That's both. That's both genders. No. I thought about my thoughts and Never mind.
No, because just imagine the stereotypical thing is an argument. You can never win an argument with a woman.
No, you can't.
Imagine if she has the upper hand.
You're right.
Yeah. And now imagine if she is always right. You know what I mean? Imagine if she's smarter and she approaches you, she debates better, she communicates better, bigger words. You know what I mean?
And she has the power to yell.
Yeah.
She has the power.
On top of all that.
Yeah, why are you yelling at me?
She can yell. To yell.
Do you like it? But do you like it when a woman yells to you?
You crazy.
Bro, no, as soon as your voice is starting to get
it's an aggression for me right away.
Too high, I'm like, yo, back the fuck away. Like,
I just walk away.
I just
I'm out. Doses.
But the best part is that they yell, you walk away. Why are you walking away? I start laughing in a
room. I don't care.
Like, you know what? Let me just shut up here.
I already closed the file.
With those sentences, you got to understand behind the yelling, what she's trying to say, really.
You already heard that before?
Yeah.
Somebody literally told you that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let me ask you, what was your answer?
Go fuck yourself. I don't have time for that.
Fucking to me, to look behind you yelling.
I never heard that.
I would be like, go on your side, I'll go on my side, we'll talk later.
I don't even tell her nothing. I just walk away.
But the thing is, my biggest issue when it comes to relationship, when it comes to these things, I can't go to bed if we're in a fight.
That I agree with you.
Yeah, that I sleep too. Well.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. You look like a guy who's sleeping. No fucks given.
But
no,
I go to sleep and I sleep. And I wake up in the morning, I kiss you on the cheek and I'm like, go have a good day.
Oh, you're suicidal.
I used to say sorry for things she did just for me to go to bed calmly.
You know what? And I should do it too. Waking up with the cloud that I had there's still a beef running around.
No, because I'm an overthinker. So it turns into anger.
Where I'm not going to sleep.
I'm still going to sleep.
I'm still going to sleep. I'm not going to sleep well.
I'm not going to say I'm going to have the perfect night.
And I hate waking up with somebody with a frown in front of me.
Just turn your back.
I would hate waking up. And like he does, just give a kiss and leave. No, bro, we still have a beef. We have to get
it's a tension. Walking in a room that I know that we had a beef and the tension's still around, no matter if it's in a room, living room, I can't.
That's not nice.
So that's
you haven't lived with a woman. Okay, your sister doesn't count. Live with a woman for a long time and you're going to be... Like,
buddy,
you lived with a girl?
His ex?
My ex.
How long?
Yeah.
5 years out of 6.
Oh, wow. Okay. How was that?
Adjustments. That for sure.
Painful.
No,
who had to adjust most? You or her?
We both did.
Yeah, because
we're
front?
Completely different.
In which way?
She had to get used to me not cleaning enough.
Ah, so you're a messy guy.
Not anymore. Because of that, now I'm freak.
But you never did you live alone before?
No, it was the first time.
So you went from your parents?
With someone.
Oh,
yeah. The transition
Now it's right now I'm living alone.
The first time.
It is so peaceful.
You have two fucking cats.
Hey, pussy.
Yeah, but they're so nice.
No, you lazy. Get a dog.
You lazy.
I'm not lazy, actually. It's always pick and span in my place. I became freak. That's the thing.
So you never lived alone?
No.
And never lived with anybody else except your family?
Yeah.
That's my point.
Did you ever live alone?
Yeah.
Until now?
Baby mom. Before baby mom, I was alone, baby mom, and now alone.
Okay, so you went family, alone, baby mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you did the same transition as me. Me, it was just for 20 years.
That's what when he says that tension, like
you,
sometimes
been 20
it happens.
Years?
No.
I moved out at 17.
Okay, but now since you're no more.
I'm 44.
So it's
and
been
I was
how
with
long?
The mother of my kids for give or take 10 years.
So it's been like
12 years.
12 years you're alone?
10 plus tax.
And the thing is, the me alone before the kids and me alone now is two completely different.
For sure.
Because I'm not always alone though now. Okay. 1 week out of two.
They're there.
I wasn't thinking about any naughty things. I saw it in your eyes. I wasn't talking about women.
Francis was setting you up on that one. Like,
no,
how
Francis
am I going to
know? Juicy. Yeah. It wasn't a lesbian moment.
And even when you're alone, you're not technically alone because your kids can call at any moment and be like, and you still.
But that's like even family.
I feel like that with my mom.
Yeah, less.
Family, if your brother calls
all the time.
No, but it's like your brothers, you know, your sister now.
Would you be open to have someone in your life, like living with you all the time?
Eventually, yes. Now, I don't have anybody in my life, so how would I go with that? I need to see the
with
dynamic.
All the rules that she
has
to go
with all the
through.
Rules that have to come.
There's no rules.
She has to make the bed, bro.
Yeah.
If she doesn't make the bed.
She has to put the cup in the dishwasher.
No, don't know. She's going to have a chore list like my kids. Sure. I like to keep the house clean.
But I feel like we all had it. Maybe not you. Right. But no, you didn't. Because no. You didn't live with someone. No. But I feel like...
That's why he cuts his hair every week.
I do too.
He can afford that.
Even though I live with someone, this is not the thing I'm going to change, my friend.
But I feel like the next one...
Honey, I love you.
We'll see.
Okay.
But the minute you have kids, we'll see. We'll see. You think you're going to cut your hair every week? When you have a house or a condo? Wait.
This is recorded. Challenge accepted.
Oh.
I would take that challenge too. Why not? If I can take half an hour.
Yeah.
It's never half an hour.
My hair is nappy.
No.
It's curly. But it has nothing to do with that. It has to do already for the finances. It has to do with the timing, the scheduling.
Yeah. You think you're going to be popping it? You don't have an hour during a week to go get your hair.
Not every week.
And $30.
Not every week?
I don't.
No, he only cuts it once a week. I only cut my hair.
You never had an hour when you had your child?
He likes to being ugly.
I like
and he's not ugly. That's the thing.
I like to be less sexy.
Less sexy. But right above ugly, less sexy, right? In that.
Ugly doesn't, it's not even in my vocabulary.
Can you spell me ugly?
I'm pretty S-E-X-Y. Inside out, bitch.
Fent and female.
No, but I only cut my hair if required, if there's an event.
Yeah.
I know they're going to take pictures.
Yeah.
Or maybe once a month and a half when my kids are like, yo, you look like a hobo. My daughter sometimes throws me change. She's like, you look like a homeless guy.
But your daughter is absolutely
She's the most brutal human being.
Your daughter can kill anyone with words.
But she puts me on check. She's my actual, technically, mama. Girlfriend.
Actually, it's...
Mom.
She asked me, where are you going?
That's your mom.
With who?
Yeah, with who?
I'm sorry to cut you off like this. We were supposed... And I'm going sideways. We were supposed to have a topic today.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
We're going back there.
It's because sometimes we were talking.
We're going back there.
But you remember, I want to check honey first.
I like the disturbing the peace kid is trying to organize this podcast.
the most disturbed guy. No, because last time we had a pod and we had someone invited and we actually forgot.
I remember
to talk about the topic.
We're going back there. Okay. We have time. I want to put that guy on check.
Are you getting paid by the minute or what's going on here? Relax, buddy.
Are you going somewhere?
Would you leave
this,
me alone?
This is a safe place.
It's peaceful.
It's called foreplay. That's Elixir. Ease in.
No.
Okay.
That wasn't a good one.
Go.
No, because honey sometimes talks shit. And I have to.
Sometimes?
Yeah. Sometimes?
He's still my friend. I got to be naive.
Jesus. Full ammo empty.
Yeah, you were saying, so sorry.
The guy has the audacity to say, whoa. Yeah, that's a big word.
I like it when it came out of your mouth.
Spit it out.
Pause.
No one said nothing on that one. No one.
Pause.
I'm sorry. I did it on purpose. It was nice, actually, but it came out from my mouth. It came out wrong.
Yeah.
Can we stay on topic?
Please.
Francis.
No, because he has the audacity to say stuff that, you know, when they say, oh, my child would never act that way. Like, I don't have a kid, but oh, my kid would never be this disrespectful. I'm like, wait until you get there. I'm going to shave every week. We all have technically time to shave.
Yeah.
But. You still have to reorganize your schedule. And you might only think like, oh, only have time between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m.
Okay.
And you'd be like, everywhere it's close.
Okay.
You think you're going to play soccer 4 times a week?
No, that I okay. know.
So you know you're going to lose on that.
Yeah, that's
like
that's
I said. Right. But again, I wish you nothing but the best.
But I know.
If I would be a betting guy, no chance. You're going to drop to 2 to 3 to fuck it.
Oh, 2 is even better when I have a kid. Even better. No problem with that. But I know myself that when it comes to, you know, the cutting hair, that's one thing I never changed.
It's time.
And he's just going to leave the house like that. Okay, I'm going to go do this. Oh,
kids
I'm going
to
go.
Sick. Yeah, we're not taking him to the doctor. Fuck it. Okay. I have an appointment with my hair.
Calm down. I can miss 1 week because the kid is sick. But I'm telling you, in general,
you always like that?
Yeah.
Always. You always cut your hair?
Ask him. Since college.
Really?
Always
that's
like
a
that.
Hell of a budget right there, man.
Yeah, but it was $20 back then.
Bro, he wasn't. He doesn't have any person that relay. Like, he doesn't need, he doesn't have anyone that actually needs him to be there.
Like, doesn't he have his family?
It doesn't count. It's not the same. He can't still tell them, I'll be back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a kid for sure.
But just being with a partner, living with a partner, I'm not saying your life's going to disappear.
No. So let me translate if you don't mind me asking. Shift. Your relationship with time and money will change the minute you have certain people's, and I'm not even talking about kids.
No.
Having a girlfriend at home,
for sure.
Having your own place, having regular bills, constantly coming every month.
The only thing I think where I'm okay with at this point, I think I've got that unlocked, is when it comes to bills. That part, I was always meticulous on the bills, you know, the rent, everything. That's, so having a partner for me is just an add-on to what I have. The bills might increase higher a bit.
That's cute. Add-on.
Yeah, it's an add-on. Because for me, as a person that took care of it.
Do you think, so you were in a relationship, right? You had a joint account.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a joint account?
Yep.
Will you have a joint account?
Yeah.
So you'll have a joint account.
Absolutely.
So you think with a joint account, paying the bills are going to be as simple as they are right now?
Why wouldn't they if you're a joint account?
Okay. Do you think your wife or girlfriend is as responsible or has her your method of finances?
You're going to find out?
Yeah, you will. No,
there's a lot of things I found out.
We had a discussion.
I don't care. You could have had a discussion written down.
She's like me when it comes
first
to
experience?
To planning budgets.
Because she has experience too, living alone.
Yes.
With with the parents.
Not let me alone, but the fact that
she lives alone?
No.
No.
Because I feel like the next one, I would have the experience of like knowing, okay, I'm going to have this conversation because if this happens around the budget or around.
And it's a shitty conversation to have money.
But you have it's money, shitty. But whatever you're doing in the place you're living, like who's going to have this to do?
Would you guys have a joint account and a personal account on the side for you guys?
I didn't.
I had what?
Have a joint
two
account
accounts.
And a personal account for you.
I didn't.
Yeah, I have like three accounts.
But why would you have a personal and a joint?
Well, you have a joint account to pay all the bills together.
Yeah. That's not a joint account. That's a common account just to pay bills.
Well, no, it's a joint too. But
your money doesn't go in. You put money in it to pay the bills.
No, but you can put all your money in it, but you can have a portion of that money.
Could she use that money of yours?
Yeah.
To buy a dress.
In a joint account, take it and go for it. Fine.
But if she wants the money in your personal account?
If she needs it, I'll give it to her.
Who decides that? You do.
Obviously, it's my account.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You said, you see how you said it?
You have to be wife material to take
account. Yeah, but if she asked, I wouldn't say no.
No, but that's what I'm saying. My account. When you're in a real, in my case, it's our do or die. It's our account, our money. Regardless if I do all the money, she doesn't do anything. It's still our money.
This is the way you're...
I always did this way.
Okay.
It's fine too. I wondered.
But that's why you have to be sure.
Like I said, you're not doing it. Wife material.
Well, it was the mother of my kids.
Yeah, at this point.
And if, for me...
You probably know if she is or not.
No, but we had kids. So at that point, I think it was a do-it-die.
Like for me, it was the other way around. I didn't even pay attention to the bank account. Pretty much, I was just working. I trusted her with money, 1,000%. Money was coming in. And I actually had okay, you want to spend? This is the amount that you can spend. There's no problem, whatever. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. For me, I was just work. And I knew that I had someone that was actually taking care of that part. If I compare it to 5-11 today, same. We haven't had a money conversation deep. But of course, we talk about how much you're making. And I never ask her exactly how much she makes. We haven't done that part.
Mm.
However, what I see is that conversation is going to come. And probably... Not that I'm going to do exactly the same thing that I did with my ex, but I might have to adjust a couple of stuff where I'm going to be a little bit more aware of. I knew all the bills. So. I knew we paid this, that, whatever, but I wasn't paying attention to exactly how she was paying and that. She was just taking care of that part. And I was just bringing.
You live in your
world. So what I was used to, we would put money into an account. I would put maybe a little bit more. What I'm supposed to put, because I was putting already more because we had separated percentages because we didn't make the main amount of money. Jesus Christ.
You want to take a moment?
No, it's all right. But
breathe, buddy, breathe.
What we would do is that...
too excited today.
She was... No, but she would...
Didn't focus.
Please. ADHD, I have to remember.
Yeah.
Okay, so she would control that account. So even though I would put a little bit more money, she was taking care of that account. I would have my account.
Was that a mistake?
What would you do differently now?
Not even know her.
Stop. She,
no, man, no. Stop. She wasn't a bad person. We were just
different.
Stop it.
They fucked up. I don't know what to say, but they fucked up. What I would do different, hard to say. I think I'll have this answer when I'll have someone.
Okay,
in my life.
So the real question would be, now that you've lived with somebody and you lived alone, what are your expectations for the next relationship?
About
the dynamic at home, finances, the whole dynamic. Because you see, okay, so I'll tell you why. I'm going to answer that question from my point of view.
Okay.
I'm used to, I lived alone since age 17, right?
And for so long.
But me, it was circumstantial. It wasn't by choice. My parents left the country. I decided to stay. It's simple as that. 17, I had a company under my name, straight off, and I was starting college. And I came from a very strict family to all of a sudden, freedom. I was crazy the first 6 months. Anywho, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I knew I had bills coming in, and that was pretty much it. I had this amount of money coming in. I had two jobs. I know this was going out, and whatever was left, it was for me at the beginning. But I was young, 17, 18. Yeah, I wasn't planning ahead. I wasn't doing RSP.
Were you at the bar during that time?
No. At the bar, I was at 20.
And you were
25.
And you were the gay friend.
Yes. So I didn't have women in my life. So that's why I was rich. When I was 17, I was balling. No dates, no nothing. And even that, way back when, dates were a lot cheaper. But anywho,
true story.
It is.
I didn't know really how to cook. My apartment was, I had that famous chair in your room that had all the clothes in the world on it. Right? And then I never did my bed because I was from the school of thought that why would I do my bed if I'm going to mess it up at night? Until I met the mother of my kids. Mm-hmm. I would never do my bed, but she would do it for me. And I was super happy coming into my bedroom, seeing the bed was, because it felt like the room was cleaner all of a sudden, just visually speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't say anything. She was smarter than me, that girl. Because she didn't say anything, but she kept on doing it until I started doing it. She conditioned me secretly, probably.
Pavlov.
Yeah, I was the Pavlov. She just got me out of that. And all of a sudden, I started doing that. Even the cooking part, I didn't care. I was young. I could eat, like, craft dinner and go play 2 hours of basketball and feel great. Now, at my age, it's not the case. And the minute I had the kids, the minute I had responsibilities, I had to do all the calculations. I need to buy a house, insurance. Money comes in. We need to travel. We need this. We need that. And I'm like, shit, I have to do a budget. What is a budget? She came with debt. She had certain scholar debts. So I was like, oh, shit. Okay, so we have to calculate all this. And for me to make it simple, that's how I came. I was like, if this is the real deal between me and you, and we have a kid, that was when I only had my daughter, let's put our forces together, see how much money we have together and what we could afford. From then, I was like, we have to eliminate your debt, and this is how we're going to organize things. And then when you have one kid, two kid, who takes them to daycare, who does them this, working hours, everything, you don't have a choice than to organize, right? Because if you mess up, you forget your child at the daycare or, you know, stuff like that. You don't pay the bills. And the next thing you know, you start interest.
Playing catch up, it's hard.
Exactly. And then you have to organize. I have to cook. I have to clean the house. We have to find time for it. Yeah. So you go through your priorities. And this is something that after that I took and I used on everything in life. My training, my work, home, and now with my kids. And then the minute I got single, I had to reorganize. But I still use those skills that I've learned
to put it on it.
The kids do their own chores. And the reason I'm doing it so early is because if eventually they go in an apartment, they don't need to do the little mistakes I did at the beginning. They're already ahead of the game, right? Doing their bed every morning, they have to do it. Always keep the house clean. The sink is always empty because those are the little triggers to see if you're doing your shit or not.
Cleaning part is way so much important.
Yeah, but At one point, I don't even realize it anymore. I wake up every morning. Before going to bed, I clean the house. Anyway, because I hate waking up and everything's not organized. Take my coffee or my tea or whatever, rinse the thing, put it in the dishwasher. And I'm gone. My bed is done. I can't leave the house.
And you're going to the gym, right?
Yeah. And then I go to the gym.
You're going to the gym, okay?
Yeah. I lost 5 pounds, motherfucker. Whatever. It doesn't show. But no, but it doesn't. And then I came to the realization I'm not going for the aesthetics. I'm going for how I feel.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Good. I played soccer and I didn't even get injured.
that's new.
Yeah, that's something new for me. Yeah. But you get what I'm saying? This is where it's important. Now, if tomorrow I meet somebody and they don't match with that type of organization or energy, I think it's a deal breaker for me. I can't be stressing.
Because you don't have time to coach them. Oh, fuck, wrong word.
Here we go.
He's so in advance now. He knows. He actually puts out the flags for himself.
Yeah, but...
he's learning. He's learning.
Yeah, I'm learning because I said a weird word to the other one. She looked at me. I'm like, that wasn't the right word. But she's like, no.
When you say the other one, you're talking about 5'11"?
Yeah.
You have to use new words.
You have to use 5'11".
The other one. And another one.
But I feel like it's exactly it. I feel like after that relationship, like you come with tools eventually to have like a structure in your life. And for sure, it has to be like quite similar. Because at the end, I could loosen up a bit. Like if I have something like, I don't know, on the table or whatever, that I'm not going crazy, but like I would end up by putting it back at his place. Yeah. But cleaning part, that's really important. But I feel like if I would be with someone that's not has a structure, even though it's not necessarily the same one, you could adapt.
For sure.
If two persons are different, but they have a structure and they know where they're going, they could end up by adapting. And I think it's good. But I feel someone is too much on one side and I would be on the other one, that would be for sure.
Yeah, there's no
especially at my age. Okay, I'm going to say I'm still young, but I'm going to be 34. I think the next one, I feel like...
You're not young anymore.
No, I'm not that young, actually. But
yeah, he's super young.
Yeah, but compared to you.
What are you talking about here, man?
Everybody's young.
He's old, I'm expired.
But compared to you.
But I feel I'm now at a point that, you know, when you have to go. But I think I'm there now. I have to...
Are you worried?
Stepping up a bit.
Worried about?
Moving in?
No, actually, I'm intrigued to kind of reach that.
I hope you're excited.
Yeah, that was the proper word to use, but you missed that pass.
It's not about excitement.
She fait une passe directe.
It's always been something that I wanted to do at some point, you know, regardless if I was alone or with somebody.
With her, of course.
Absolutely.
With her? Yeah, okay, absolutely. I'm helping you out here.
No, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm worried.
It's obviously with her, it's going to be a hopefully great experience to go through it.
You sound like a fucking politician.
It's not politician. Talk. I've never had experience, so I don't know how it's going to go, right?
He's more ice cold than he.
Talk!
What are your fears?
You got to be a little bit mellow.
Fears?
What are your worries when it comes to your...
There's a lot of worries, buddy. There's a lot of them. I mean, just never actually... I don't know, maybe not getting... The fact that we're going to have some, obviously, arguments maybe or some, you know, some issues.
For sure.
I don't like to come back into a household where there's still... the discussion hasn't been resolved. I'm going to come into a household where we're going to still have...
Okay, but I'm not talking about that. Whoa, you went too far. Like, you already organized a fight in your head. I'm not talking about that.
It's how to fix something.
Knowing her personality.
After 2 weeks. Fuego.
Mind you, we're two hot bloods, though.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, what are your fears moving in with her, knowing her personality or her regular usual self added to you?
Mood swings.
No, I'm not talking about me. I'm not going
you,
there.
You, good luck with that part, buddy.
I'm not going with that. I'm talking about maybe the way she organizes things, the way she overspends, the way she
Or you're
lazy.
Scared of some, not necessarily scared, but is there something that you're like a little bit worried?
With her specifically, I'm talking about.
Are you worried or something?
I'm not worried. It's not about being worried. For me, I've always been hard enough on myself. Don't fail. No failure.
Yeah, but...
But you
can't control her.
I can't control her, but I can control what I can do to not fail.
But why would be the... Is it the first thing you think?
Chelsea is trying to control everything not to fail, but they're still failing.
Yeah, like you said at the last... No, but at the last podcast...
We're talking soccer here.
At the last podcast, you said that I don't jump in the unknown too quickly. That's my kind of fear of jumping in the unknown, not knowing what's... Mm-hmm.
But you've traveled with her, right?
Yeah.
What were your issues when you traveled with her? What did you notice?
Actually, none.
None.
But honestly, like, it was a perfect week. No, nothing.
So you guys wake up at the same time.
She's more a little of an early bird than me overall. Okay. But none. I mean,
you were working in bars probably.
Overall, even before bars, like when we went on vacation, I wasn't working, right? But I like to kind of sleep in sometimes. It's vacation. But her body is programmed to be up by 7 or 8 a.m. No matter how many hours she sleeps, that's her body.
Yeah, 7 o'clock. Ding.
So no, I like to sleep. But we wake up. We know exactly. We go eat. We have fun. I go train. She comes sometimes with me.
So all your fights were based on what?
Spending time.
But that too. Quality time. You have to let go of that barbershop to spend a little bit more time with her.
Really? Yeah, but you have to look good.
No, she won't see you. She'll see you look good regardless. No. You could cut your hair every day and be with her every day. She won't even notice.
Funny part, she does. She notices.
She doesn't live with you.
Yeah, I know. But I mean,
that's the thing, because when you're going to gain weight, when you're going to gain weight, she's not going to notice.
When you're going to look like Sin, she's not going to care.
Oh, wow. Wow. Hey.
This is for all the times you're coming at my
ass. Just out of curiosity, when you start losing hair, is it your girlfriend that notices?
He's coming. As soon as I see something, now he's going to go on my ass for like 20 times.
I just want to know.
I just do it once. He comes back to it. I'm like, it's like, oh, I was about to say a joke on Israel and Palestine.
No.
No, I'm not going to say it. But it feels like I'm giving him like a pshnut, and he's coming to me with like grenades.
But I like how he plays the victim. I didn't even say nothing yet.
No, because I see it coming.
I'm so much in trouble.
No wonder people think I bully him.
Exactly. For two or three pods, I'm going to get. Like, it's all right. Okay. You want to talk about my hair transplant?
No. I wanted to know.
We wanted to know what?
Oh, shit. This guy's right, so fucking moody, God. Man. Holy shit.
Jesus.
Can you breathe? You need a chill pill? What's going on? Yeah, you want a drink?
You know I'm joking.
I'm going to go and get a bottle if you want. We can start drinking right away.
I have a bottle.
Bring it
right
up
here.
Okay. No, my question was. When you started losing hair, was it you started being insecure about it or noticed it more because of you or somebody made a comment about it?
Me. Mm-hmm. At the beginning was me. And after that, there's a couple of people like, I'm like, yeah, I know, shut up. But it would come from me before. Yeah, at the first. Yeah.
But it rarely comes from other people.
No, it does come. It mostly comes from
No, but no, hold on.
Like, you'll notice, but you're like, maybe they don't notice it. And then
My daughter told me that I had a belly. I'm like.
Oh, so you're fat now.
No, she said I had a belly.
Oh, okay.
No. Ah, I see. I see. There's no comeback on that one.
I didn't say.
Are you afraid of him because he's black?
I didn't say that he was fat. I just said, "Are you fat now?"
No, she told me that. I'm like,
so
okay,
you know, that's the reason why he's not coming back at me. I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you know, we talked about your height last week. So.
Exactly. You can stop.
But there wasn't
about
much to talk about.
Oh, because there's nothing.
Oh, yeah, you're so happy, huh? Both of you.
And that's where I'm on a sidelines.
Oh, shit.
You okay, buddy?
There's a lot of love. Yeah, I'm okay. I know we're playing.
So let's get back to the subject that was planned ahead.
Yeah. Yes, the topic.
Because this falls actually into what we were talking about right now. Mm-hmm. So the video was claiming that...
You didn't see me?
No.
I was saying you kisses.
Oh, this is so fucking gay.
Lesbians.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Let's go to the topic now. Let's go.
I'm gonna put you on timeout.
I have a lot of energy today.
Clearly, you're very different. It's better Thursdays, I think, for you to record.
Is it pre-workouts?
Not even.
But right after the gym. So
yeah,
I went to the gym.
So you know what? I'm gonna let Guy introduce the subject because I'm curious to see how he actually.
We have a private group where we talk, and the question, we don't really talk, we just send each other
memes,
reels, whatever. And one of the reels was a man asking to a woman, pretty much, what gives you the right to talk about men? She's a spokeswoman that speak about men issues and stuff like that, and good and bad or whatever. And he was actually curious to know what gives her the right to talk about the men issues. And
you know that this woman is known. Liz Plank. This woman is really known, and she's known for the feminist movement. Like, it's crazy. So okay. If you talk about her, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people.
I don't remember her name, but it's okay.
It's Liz Plank.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Liz Plank, yeah.
Yeah.
And her answer was actually funny because it went like, why black people talk about the white experience or something like that in that way,
black people are more qualified to talk about the white men as much as women would be qualified to talk about men. Now, I'm going to open up the conversation.
With honey.
I semi-agree, but there's something very important in her phrase that she forgot. It's not about...
She's really controversial at a certain point.
Yeah, yeah. But it's okay.
There's a lot of things that she says. I feel like she's right, but go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm not saying she's wrong. The thing is, it's mostly about the oppressor and the oppressee. if you're in a position of dominance, it doesn't make you an expert with the other side, because the other way can't go around. Like she was saying, a black man is qualified to talk about the white man, but the white man will never be qualified to talk for the black man. Because technically on paper, because of history, the white man was oppressing the black man.
Oh, we're more privileged.
Now, my issue was because that's the debatable question, and what she said would be, were women oppressed by men through history? Now, this conversation can keep on going more and more and more and more, but the role of women in history has evolved. Now, originally when it started, it didn't start from a position of oppression. It was a position of survival. Because if the women wanted to hunt, they could have, but they never would have survived, right?
Because they're not physically made for it.
Exactly. So it was never based on oppression. The roles were defined for the survival of the tribe. And through time, once we became more comfortable and secure, where we had houses, water at home, electricities, and all this, AC and whatever, the role of the woman became a little bit less necessary at home because there's a lot of things now that can both genders could do. So they decided to.
And men too.
Yeah. But men, it was always the same thing.
Even today, no.
Well, what do you mean? It's been providing all this time. Provide.
You mean about talking about the cooking part? What are you talking about here? Cleaning the house? What is it? Taking care of the kids?
Yeah, I feel like that changed a lot too.
Yeah, because women would cook because men would hunt, right? They would hunt all day, bring the food, and then women would prepare the food.
Now we see a lot of men cooking, taking care of
Yeah, but that's
kids,
a result of women going to work.
Yes, okay.
And so I'm not here to debate good or bad. No. I'm saying that now women have the choice to go and work. Now, they decided to work for many reasons because of the industrial, you know, era.
Revolution.
Right? Men were going to war, so women had to pick up the slack. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, shit, we like it here. But then when men came back from the war, there was this little clash, meaning, no, we have to go back, everybody back to their position. And at that moment, yes, there was a certain clash mm-hmm. between two genders, meaning that, okay, if you decide to do what we're doing, men felt they're going to be useless, right? If we don't have our ideal, like, you know, our positioning ahead. Because keep in mind, even when you go to military or construction, mm-hmm. it's still majority men, even though women can go. But women don't want to. Let's keep it real here, mm-hmm. right? So now, because of that, through time, women, the feminist women, women decided to want more and more and more and more. But I don't know when it happened. They decided for them to have more, they needed to have a villain in their story. And the villain in their story became men. And that's where everything got messed up. Now you see it in movies, you see it everywhere. Where you have a superhero female, the villain has to be this evil man. And they have to show that women are equal, or literally now, feminism took it to another level, where they're better. Mm-hmm. But I didn't even know we were in a competition, because last time I checked, we still need both sex to survive.
100%.
Right?
Yeah, I'm proud to say that we need women.
No, for sure.
Every man will tell you we need women.
The person I respect the most on this planet is a woman. It's my mom.
Exactly.
Right? So at the end of the day, I'm not here to degrade or whatever. My mom she does everything.
She's a superhero.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
No, she's another level.
Yeah, but MVP. Like I said, but her, it's because of her story of where she's been and everything like that. And I respect that. Now, does that make my father the villain in her story? Not at all. Like I said, she understands, she respects, and they have it in common, so they...
And she still cooks till today, right?
She cooks and cleans that big-ass house on her own.
Liburesque.
Yeah. But that's what I mean. So mm-hmm. when she was saying that, because I don't think... And again, there is exceptions to the rules. There is certain places, like at the workplace and everything, where there is this clash, right, between men and women. But I think, and again, this came from a place where men felt threatened that they were being pushed out or now. Because that's the thing. The biggest villain nowadays is what? If you would describe him. Is a white man.
Yeah.
Not a white woman. And a white man.
He's not. He's heterosexual.
Straight white man. Exactly. So how fucked up is that when in the 80s or 90s and even 70s, that was the ultimate definition of the man. The blonde, blue the eyes. Alpha, yeah. I want to be
Captain
like
America.
Him, right?
Yeah, kind of Captain America.
People were bleaching their skin. doing their hair for them to be the white as possible.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
Yeah. I'm not going to go there. But okay.
BTR, before the grapes.
But you realize now the whole dynamic, the whole shift completely switched now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
From hero to villain.
To zero.
Well, yeah, in that sense. Yeah. It's really crazy now.
And now you guys are going like and you're zero, bringing us back to with you, whatever. But also...
It's crazy because...
go ahead.
It's crazy because I feel like there's a lot of women, they already have their opinion and idea as soon as men or a white man or whatever like comes in a place or start talking to him. Like they already feel like they already have their opinion.
And yeah, they already feel threatened. They're already on defense mode.
It's crazy. And I'm like, I come from a generation that
you can do about it.
No, but I come from a generation that me, it was never something like women were totally equal. Like I never thought about anything of being
superior,
maybe only on the strength side. Strength side.
Yeah, but that was still facts.
Because it's exactly. So for me, my part being living with women all my life, that probably helped too. But I mean, I never felt anything about.
Yeah, it's part of education. It's part of culture. There's a lot of cultures in the world where actually the women are the bosses, right? Yep. But they're not going. But bosses don't go and fight.
No.
They control the board, right?
I always say, if the women knew all the power they had, like to.
They have.
They still have, the thing that it can make the men do.
They just don't say it.
No, some of them don't. I don't think they know.
No, because saying it will kind of enable and empower you to be.
Exactly. But I think if you knew, those girls, they start to know.
They wouldn't be like, oh, I want to be on top. I want to be this. They would be like, yeah, I manage my relationship here. It works perfectly for me. I don't have to go do the rah, rah, rah in front of everybody and trying to make change or stuff like that. Because they're so powerful, they can make men go crazy.
But there's a saying, I mean, which is actually very, very accurate. The man is the muscle, the woman is the brain.
And I don't recall hearing that.
No, I don't know where you heard that, but yeah, okay.
No,
it makes sense.
There's a saying, we do the heavy lifting, we do the hard part. And women are kind of the brain. They take
care. So you're telling me that you would be able to date a girl that's smarter than you?
For me, I dated a woman who was smarter than me in a way of
that. It ended up not in a good way.
Well, I didn't end up.
When you say things like that, you have to be careful.
I'm not saying I'm stupid.
She was talking about you. No. I'm not even talking about that. You said you dated somebody smarter. You dated it in the past.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying right now, the one that you're dating.
He explained why he's not there with
you. Hold on.
That's why I said, you see?
Hold on, let me correct myself.
And I'm like, yo, Hanny, stop it.
I've been with someone that, for me, at that moment, seemed smarter than me just because of her background and the way she approached that conversation down to me.
I gave you a blindside pass without even knowing. Sorry, bro.
Yeah, that's okay. Here comes the digging, yeah.
Not some digging, it's just that it didn't feel good. That's it. Oh, you didn't like my shovel? Give my shovel back.
So now, in your relationship, you feel like...
we're equally smart on the expertise that we bring.
There's no such a thing as equally smart.
No, man, continue digging, my friend. Get back the shovel, bro.
Why not?
Stop talking about it.
Hold up, let me ask you. You think you're smarter than your woman?
Ooh.
Than my woman?
Yeah. You think you're smarter than your woman?
Yo, Hanny fired back.
I have no woman, so I can't talk
about
that.
I'm single, bitch. Yes.
This is an advantage.
I think you might be smarter in your category.
Yeah, you better think that one. No.
You better think, motherfucker.
You want the shovel?
That's it, click.
Actually, give him the shovel. Give him the shovel.
I mean, he's not talking yet.
I don't know. Are you guys done?
No, we're waiting after you.
No, I was waiting
after you. Hey, don't worry.
No, don't worry about him.
No, she's a smart person. I'm not here sitting here and comparing how smart compared to who or what or whatever. I'm sure that I'm more street smart than her.
Okay.
She's very book smart, school, like very intelligent woman. Mm-hmm. But I'm also, I like to believe that when we're talking about business and street smart, I'm
good answer.
Hold on, let me ask you. So,
Hanny, take notes. That's how you're supposed to answer it.
You didn't take a shovel.
No.
You took out the violin.
Yeah. But doesn't this come back to be equally smart? You're smart in your own category, she's smart in her own category, and it combines both together?
Yeah, but he said it better. But that's what I'm trying to explain to you.
The way he said it, it's like, we make a great team.
Exactly. It's exactly that. He's talking from like I'm a striker. She's a defenseman. We require each other for a successful team. That's the right answer.
Oh, and he's adding flowers.
Yo, chicks, I'm marriage material.
Leave comments on the pod.
But it's actually fucking true. Because that question is a vicious, tricky question.
It could be, yeah.
And I'm guilty of it because I'm the one who asked it, but it was purposely
Yeah, but
done.
You know better than me, and words are never combined.
No, I know.
Yeah,
but that's why I was poking you.
I know you're poking.
I was just poking
my
you.
My actions speak, but in my mind, the way I see it, I'm smart in what I know, she's smart in what she knows, and it makes sense.
Because the thing is, at the end of the day, you don't need experts of the same category in your household.
I think you would fight if you have them.
But it's the boat will sink.
Yeah.
The boat will sink.
Yeah, absolutely. Two captains.
But what happens is, and this comes back to the feminist movement and what's going on in today's society. I've been single for too long. So I'm super
ladies DM.
No, no, but wait, let me finish. I'm gonna disclaim something.
Okay.
I am so self-sufficient. Sorry.
Okay.
That now I do not require anybody.
So you're missing the pendant, basically.
Completely. And women nowadays, especially if they focus on their career and everything, and they hit a certain age where they realize they're like, yo, I have it all. I can work. I can provide. I can travel.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm missing is a guy.
What do I need you for besides your D?
So it's maybe I want to have a kid. And this is why you're realizing more and more women are having more and more difficulty being in a healthy relationship after a certain age. Men are dating younger because they're a little bit more naive or more innocent to the world.
You can mold them.
Good. I was about to say malleable.
With big daddy issues.
Actually, he's right, because you can mold them the way you want them.
But it's not molding.
They have less baggage.
No, it's not my baggage.
They come with less barriers and expectations. That's the thing.
But here's one thing. They're more receptive to what you like, and they can adapt a lot easier to what you like versus having somebody.
Because they're less frustrated.
They're not frustrated. That's not the word you want to use here. The word you want to use is they're so self-sufficient for
they
you.
They actually
to
don't need you.
Okay, but you're going on. Okay.
No, but that's what I mean by that. It's not because they're miserable, they have luggage. They have luggage because they have experience, and they realize they don't need men in their lives today. And what happens is if you come into their life, the same way if a woman comes into my life, if she doesn't add to whatever I have,
I don't need it.
But that's healthy.
But when you're younger, what you need is a lot more. Mm-hmm. When you're older, it's a lot less because you're self-sufficient. You have to survive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When you've been alone for so long and you had to survive, learn how to cook, learn how to take care of your house, learn to pay bills and whatever, and you're like, shit, I can do all that and still chill on my own. If I am going to bring somebody in my life, she's not going to put me 10 years backwards financially or for cleaning or for, you know what I'm saying? In that sense. But when you're younger, you build together. At 45, we're not building shit. Everything's built.
If I'm building,
you're 30, moving.
Okay, at 33, 34.
No, but you're in that juncture right now. You have your career.
I'm like in between.
Because you want kids. I already have kids.
If it wasn't for the fact that I wanted kids, I wouldn't care less, actually.
It's like, look at my situation. It's a fucked up situation because I already have a child.
Man. It's because of kids.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse what me. You th- yeah.
It's because of kids.
Yeah.
I feel like this because I want kids.
Yeah.
Which is normal.
But it's normal.
But
you realized two podcasts ago that you wanted to be a father. Hello.
No, but everything. No, yes.
But also, you're doing that because you want kids from the right person.
Yeah, yeah,
also,
for sure. That's you want to do it right. You want to do it right. And you go through these experiences and live and learn what I want, what I don't want, right? And now you're hitting an age where financially you're stable. You have your company, you have this, you've traveled, you're educated and socially, like street smart. That's a proper term, right? You're financially stable. You have your own place. Now the only thing that's missing in your life is to become a father and to be a boyfriend or a husband to somebody.
It's the add-ons, basically.
Now, exactly. Yeah. It's the same thing because you, Hani,
what
right
I want.
Yeah, for sure.
Hani already has the girlfriend. Now he just has to cross the other, moving in together, building a family together.
Kids and all that, for sure.
Guy has 1 foot there, 1 foot in the back, because he has a child, but he wants more, right?
So I'm in a position of still building, because you're building with a new person. It's a new avenue. It's a new house that you're building. I'm self-sufficient, and she was self-sufficient. However, we wanted something in common.
Yeah, they have a common journey.
It's crazy, because 2 or 3 years ago,
this type of conversation with guys,
because it would never happen.
Probably at my
not guys, talk. men now. We're talking about men here.
But yeah, because
it's not boys anymore. When you're young, you're like, yeah, let me fuck bitches and let's party and get drunk and blah blah blah.
This is refreshing for my part of being that. I always wanted kids, but like being really sure, like this is what my life.
And now
we're
here to make sure you try to pick the right one.
Oh, I'm not gonna do nothing about that. It's on his own. Me, I can only tell you my truths. At the end of the day, I'm not gonna be at home with you and her. You understand what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, as much as we love you, and
it's
Guy has this big brotherly love.
Yeah, I know.
But the thing is, at the end of the day, like with our kids, mm-hmm. you're gonna notice soon enough when
they're
gonna
grow. Like when he talks about your daughter.
Yeah,
we're gonna kick his boyfriend ass.
But the difference is, his child is too young right now, so mm-hmm. it's still under his protection. Mm-hmm. What I realized the last 2 years, especially this year specifically,
yeah. you're slowly.
My kids, I have to eventually let them go.
Mm-hmm. Well, your son's going to be easy. Your daughter might be a little harder.
No. Both. The thing is, it's just different. That's all.
I think she's going to be good.
But it's still a father's fear. When she was younger, I had time. When she was 4 or 5, daddy was Captain America for her. And I was like, she's going to be with me forever. But forever is... Forever's ending soon.
14, 15.
Exactly.
How old is she?
She's 14. She's 15. She's turning 16. But exactly, she's becoming a teenager. She's like, daddy, I want to learn how to drive. She looks like a lady. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I know.
But it's not the same 16. It's not the same. The 16 today is the 22, 14. 23 of your age way back when.
True.
Telling you right now. Exactly.
They went out to drive.
Because I remember grabbing a titty at 16 was the highlight of my summer.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Here. That's what I'm saying. Fucking if I would see a side boob, I was fucking excited at 16, 17.
Here?
Now it's not the same thing at all. If they're talking about transgenderism, porn, all these categories. Did you do this?
They
did
see
you do
it
that?
At 12.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So today's generation, because I'm old school, I'm the generation of my generation. Me, 16, 17, seeing a side boob was the highlight of opening up a Sears catalog and seeing bras got me excited. Now it's not that. You just take your fucking phone. We didn't have phones. I didn't have a cell phone until I was 21. They could just Google titties, vagina, ass, DP, whatever you want, and they have everything here.
Feels like it never ends.
Exactly.
Doing, like.
Well, and imagine now the generation of their kids and vice versa. You know how it's going to go? Exactly. So now I realize.
I'm thinking about me. I'm going to have kids in that generation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then the generation after.
We will.
But my parents. But our parents had the same thing too. Parents had the struggle.
Yeah, they had to adapt.
Exactly. So that's part of humanity. Regardless if it's good or bad, you can do your best. At the end of the day, you protect them the best way you can. You educate them the best way you can. But eventually.
You let them fly.
I always give the example if it's like when you teach your kid how to do the bicycle. You know, you're holding the bicycle at the back and then eventually you have to let go.
And if he falls.
You pick them up and you stay there to pick them up and you push them again. Mm-hmm. You don't want to, you can't keep them forever.
No.
And this is where the scary part comes. Right? Now.
I'm not there yet.
You don't know. No, trust me. The thing that also, you know, when
I got my... Would it be funny that if I would have kids before Annie?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, yeah.
Really not.
Because I don't...
He's in an 8 years relationship. What's the difference between you two right now?
6 years?
You live alone. He still lives with his parents. So who's winning this race?
He doesn't live with his parents. But
he still lives with
him. I could actually have a kid in like a year and a half and I have a place at my
place. You can actually have a kid in 9 months.
But I have
we don't suggest that, but yeah.
No, but I'm just... Thinking about the fact that I already have a room at my place that could have a little baby inside.
Oh, he was trying to be corny and cute. Yeah. We were just being practical. You know what? It takes 9 months to make a baby, buddy.
Here's one thing. I wish you'd get a kid.
Ooh.
It's a good thing.
I have two cats. No, I'm joking.
Okay.
All right. So.
Oh, no. He's coming at me.
No, I'm not coming at you. I'm just going to ignore that part. And it's just ridiculous. I'm going to kidnap them. I told you.
You're gonna eat them most probably.
Really? Yeah. Really, nigga?
Try it.
Say something.
I tried.
Yeah, I don't know. The levels of stupidity coming from every angle right now.
No, but it's true. I probably... would it be... someone's calling on that phone.
Cancel the call.
Okay. Yeah, I just feel like... I could have kids maybe soon or whatever. Could take time.
But you're ready to be a father.
I would be ready.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready to be a father?
I am stoked to be a father, to be honest with you. I am very like excited to be a father. you guys are
happy. I didn't say anything. I just laughed at his reaction.
But he laughs for everything. You can think you can come anything.
That was because the last answer was like everybody's telling him like, yeah, you know, okay. Yeah. Now he comes back. Yeah, I want to be a father, and we can't take him seriously.
Dope.
So sorry.
He's still yeah. The choice of words though.
Well, honestly, no, I've been excited to be a father for sure.
Just to so get, you see that you sound more excited than that than actually moving with your girlfriend.
No, man, no, man, no. Man, no. Obviously,
no, because it's the
no,
way you
he's
said
excited
it.
To go with his girlfriend.
Man, like no, you man. Have zero facial like
buddy, you're talking to a guy that
I'm all in.
But you're talking to a guy that's not even emotional.
You're not emotional?
I'm not emotional, bro.
You're very emotional.
When was the last time you cried?
Leave this part to me.
I don't recall, buddy. Honestly, I don't recall.
Have you cried the last 8 years? Have you cried in front of your girlfriend?
He's gonna say don't ever do that.
Not,
I haven't. I'm not like I'm not even not, thinking. And I, the answer is no.
I had anger. No, but tikan kate fashib te dilam. Oui, but cry no.
Where are you going with that?
No, I'm going nowhere. I'm going back.
No,
home.
I'm telling you.
Oh, wait, I'm here. Already.
But I'm telling you, I was never an emotional dude. Showing emotion was never. I was never kind of in a way.
It's
allowed.
Not about that. You just don't. Okay. You don't have to be emotional, but you have to sound convincing. And I'm sorry you didn't sound convinced at all.
He doesn't need to convince
no,
you, buddy.
No, I get it.
This
get
guy's
it.
Judge and jury. You are not convincing. You are lying.
No, but I mean...
I'm not saying he's lying.
Not guilty.
But I'm just saying you don't sound convinced.
Well, in my mind, I'm convinced. That's what counts.
Yes. Thank you. Well said. Like, looking at your face, I couldn't believe it. But what you came out of your mouth was right, the right words.
It's just who I am. I was never good with words, but actions do speak louder.
I'm not good with words.
No,
you're better.
But wait. Continue your phrase. You're not good with words, but...
My actions do speak.
How are your actions doing?
Thank you very much.
They're actually, overall, speaking very well. I'm lacking a few things, yes.
Okay, so I don't want to put you under the bus, the train, the boat.
It would be too easy.
I feel like you're passing under the bus. That was me like a couple of pods ago. Me, I'm like, oh, that was the feeling.
How long ago was it when you told me that you were going to move with her?
About a year.
Too easy.
Are you on crack?
Why are you on crack?
Drugs are not good for you, Hani.
I don't take drugs.
What? It's been at least,
I don't
minimum,
know. For me, I don't
4 or 5 years. This was pre-COVID. When you, at my house,
pre-COVID.
You said... You guys were going to move.
Actually, no, because when I spoke to you about it, it was right in the middle of COVID.
No. I can guarantee no.
I beg different.
It was in my backyard, in my house.
Okay.
So that was like
that
4 or 5
pre-COVID.
Years ago?
Yeah.
And he was already convinced that he wanted.
But we had a discussion here too.
No, we had this conversation after that regularly.
Yeah.
That's why when you say actions, I'm like, these are very micro actions.
I'm pretty sure there's reasons.
Okay.
And again, there's many reasons.
No reason.
Okay, how many years ago did you say that you were going to sell the house?
Right before COVID.
No.
Okay. I'll give it to him though.
No, right before
that's
COVID.
Makes 3-4 years.
It was right before COVID because, yes, in my mind, I want to sell before, but obviously with what happened with the family.
Okay, the decision to sell. Because we had that conversation
and
way
even,
before.
Even better, I had his brothers representing my house.
Yeah, that was how many years ago?
Your brother came way before that.
See what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
but hold on.
And at that time, you were saying that you needed to sell so you could move out.
That's it. But then after that, when things went south...
Again, I'm not calling... I'm not saying
I'm
anything.
Saying,
that's your life.
No,
you do you.
I
but you coming and telling me here in my face that actions are there and you've only been talking about it for
overall,
a year,
overall,
that is the biggest bullshit ever.
Over my actions do speak on its own.
Yeah, on other things.
Yeah.
No, but not on big steps.
Not yet, maybe on big steps. Not yet.
That's the most important part.
Yeah, but these are things that, you know, I've been working on to get them to that point.
No. Again, I'm not saying you didn't work on it.
No,
I'm not degrading anything. But you cannot tell me if I'm not going to be a good friend, if I'm going to take your bullshit and say yes.
Yeah, but I can be a good friend. You tell you that I'm good with words, but my actions are...
No, your actions are good on certain things. Yeah. But when it comes to your personal life and your relationship...
When we're talking about counting on you for a soccer tournament, we count.
Yeah, we can count on you.
Guys,
to help
tournament.
Me move, yes, I can count on you. For you to move.
Yeah, but you know what? These are all something that's been new for me, right? Coming from...
Well, the last 4 years is not that new.
Last 4 years. I went through for the last 4 years to get to where I'm at right now? Come on, boys.
Just put it this way. In those 4 years, our ex-friend of ours had time to find a girlfriend,
get
move
married.
In with her, and have a baby.
Yeah, but is he happy?
I don't know, okay, but so. he's
Are you happy?
I'm very happy, actually.
So don't is compare she, to self.
She's very happy. No, he tried to put me with her, but no, she's very happy.
No, she's happy with him. She's not happy about the situation.
I'm sure she's not.
Yeah, no, we had this conversation.
Yeah, we had this conversation.
She can't be happy with the situation.
No, who would? And I don't blame her.
Oh, I can tell you when you talked about it. We were at, we just left La Porte Rouge. So that had to be 5 years ago.
Right after burn. And you know what? I feel like
and we almost fought in the street.
Yeah, exactly. So that was 5 years ago.
Yeah, that was the beginning of the conversation. Yeah,
absolutely. That's what I meant. But anyway, by all means, do you. Who am I to say anything?
No. Again,
you're in a happy, serious, eight-year relationship. I'm fucking single for 8 years. What do you want me to tell you?
I have nothing to say either.
No, 5 years. That's 60 months. Shit.
Your math is amazing. Your math is impeccable.
Years,
5 years. 60,
5 years? 5 years, 60
months. 60 months, yeah.
50 months.
Yeah, math is good.
Yes, that's what you said.
But why did you put it in months?
I don't know.
Was there a point?
No, you want to put it in minutes?
Just to make sure, just to give you an idea.
More numbers. More months.
60 months.
How many minutes?
There's a lot of...
Changing. In 5 years, you could have had 5 kids.
Yo.
Hey, whoa.
Yeah, 9 months. We talk about it.
And okay. You would have had a couple of 4 months on each year just to relax.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm going to give him a break, okay? Let's just say 3 kids.
Yeah.
Let's say he left.
Imagine Hany with 3 kids.
He lives with her another year.
3 kids? So we both, I'm already wanting to be a lot. I know. Imagine 3.
Put it this way: in those 5 years, I sold my house, rented, moved 3 times,
moved back to Chamédé, and came back here.
And by that time, my son
got engaged. I got separated. I had all kinds of stories. Yeah, a lot of things. Happened.
But you know what? I was in a relationship. I was in a relationship.
I was too.
There you go. So no, 5 years.
But he wasn't. He is. Use your words properly.
For 5 years.
I was. No, you still are.
Yes.
In a healthy...
But I'm talking about 5 years ago. I was...
No, sometimes no. I do that mistake. Sometimes I'm talking just a little bit too fast and sometimes it comes out.
It's in the past?
Yeah, but like it doesn't mean...
No, because women will use that against
you. It's crazy how they analyze whatever words
you say. Everything
you say or do will be used against you
in a court of law.
Exactly. Sometimes I text them, just talking, and I realize like she comes back at me. I'm like, no, I didn't say that. Yeah, you say that. It shows me. I'm like, oh, shit, I wrote that.
Receipts.
But it wasn't what I meant.
Exactly. That's why you got to be with someone that actually can understand.
I need AI to do my text. My master.
I know somebody that actually uses AI to do their text.
Can you send me the...
There's a link now to have it on your keyboard.
Yeah, and you can do emails, all that too as well.
I feel like sometimes, I mean, you're just talking, you know, realize you say something. And
but I think AI is going to tell you, fuck you, you're too emotional.
Wow.
But to be quite honest, listen to this guy here, okay?
Which one?
Just you? Be yourself and just find someone
listen to Black Jesus.
No, I'm way far away to be a Black Jesus cream.
But the way you think, it feels like it's that era.
No. Good
one. I claim.
No, God what bless I mean you. By that is just find someone that actually going to understand that when you say something, it's not always the negative part or the part that she's going to use against you, but she can be smart enough to be like, no, that's how he talks. And this is actually what he meant. And if she's not sure, she's going to step up and be like, please come again. Because I'm not sure what you say made sense to me.
Yeah, she has to. Because this is something that's...
And there exists.
That scares me. Can I say it like
they,
this?
For sure,
it can be a scary exist. Thought.
There are a lot of them out there, but you just have to go through the...
Using what I said, and especially the way I am...
Oh, that's
I speak sometimes that's really too
Tuesday
quick
night.
That my
that's
head is
Tuesday
like...
Tuesday night.
Yeah, but the thing is, you have to be careful. So when people do that... It's not for the greater good of the relationship. They just want to be right. See what I'm saying? Because the thing is, a lot of people, and I have these conversations often with people, regardless of, and again, some people are more emotionally communicators or bad communicators in the sense that you're in that category, where you say things, and then you're like, but that's not what I meant. So say what you mean and get it over with, right?
But sometimes it just comes out like this.
Exactly.
And I'm like,
but then you have to understand that they're reacting to whatever you're saying.
Yeah, but that's okay. But the fact that it still scares me sometimes when it comes back at me. But I would prefer talking about it. I'm saying, no, this is not what I want. This is not
next
what
time,
I meant.
Next time, shut up. It's not what I meant.
Yeah, but I'm not scared of saying.
Don't even.
No, but don't even go there. I'll give you a simple example. If you come up to your girlfriend and you start your phrase that I cheated, right? Mm-hmm. And they're gonna be like, you see that reaction? But I was like, oh, I cheated on my diet. I didn't mean it in our relationship. Communication is important. Tone is important. Because the thing is, you can't make them feel or go through your roller coaster of words because you're trying to figure out your things without them reacting to what you're saying. They react because they care. So if you communicate badly or quickly,
it is my fault.
It's your fault. Now, maybe you should take an extra 2 seconds.
But sometimes I know what before answering.
Yeah, yeah, before whatever. Like, be sure.
You know when I'm better at communicating?
When you're sleeping.
No, no, come on, bro.
And you don't talk.
When your balls are empty.
When I speak English.
So speak English.
Because when I speak French, it's like so easy to just...
Yeah,
it
comes hard. I don't even think. You're autopilot.
But English, the fact that I'm just maybe less comfortable in French, I maybe sometimes better communicating in English because I'm trying to find the words and it like slows me down.
So maybe you should do that.
So I should actually speak English all the
time. When you get in an argument with your girl, speak in English. Because it's true. Because I knew people that were very reactive.
Oh, this is something I'm going to put into my my arc or whatever. Then I'm going to talk in English right now all the time.
Why is he trying to be cute? I'm confused.
I don't know.
You don't think I'm cute? I'm cute.
Not right now. No. Okay. Well, the moment you are, the other moment you're just trying to have some breath break right now. So just pick your battles.
Some what?
Breath break.
Let it go.
What does that
mean? Let it go, Frank. Let it go.
Hanif.
Let it go.
I'm being dumb a bit?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not trying to be dumb. It's maybe just a little bit dumb.
I tried to save you on that one.
He did say let it go.
Yeah, let it go. Okay, sorry.
But like I said, communication is very important and lack of communication can help sometimes. Sometimes you don't need to react or to be absolute, like you absolutely need to justify or try to explain.
Too much communication can be bad too as well.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
It's crazy.
And this is something I'm working on too. Keep in mind, I need to correct everything. I come with receipts constantly. And sometimes...
Oh, your receipts.
No, I have receipts. But the thing is, then I realize sometimes it has nothing to do with being right or wrong. It's just people venting, people just expressing insecurities, you know? And sometimes I make them look stupid and it doesn't help my conversation. Because they're insecure. They just need to be validated. But I'm like, here's the receipts. Aren't you dumb? Why are you feeling this way? Look at this. This is what was said. And then they get angrier because they're like, shit.
Bullying.
Like, yeah,
you know, and then sometimes they don't want to say I'm sorry because I was wrong, so it just goes somewhere else.
Sometimes I realize like, but this is obvious. I'm gonna say it, and you're gonna be yeah, that's true. Sometimes I feel like
that's true.
Stop doing that, by the way. Just say it. Why are you trying to control our reaction? You're trying to control our reaction. I know you're gonna say it's normal. Just say it.
Okay.
Focus.
English.
Sometimes I feel like I'm talking like to try to reassure the person, but I end up realizing when I'm talking, shit, I'm doing it for me.
But most of the times we're selfishly doing it. Regardless if we're doing it for them, we're selfishly doing it for us.
Yeah.
For us to be better. Like I said, I just want to sleep well. So I don't want no beef. So I just need this to be handled, fixed, so I can... It has nothing to do with, you know, flattering or securing them. It has to do with me feeling better.
But not... Yes, but not the majority, like not 100% of my
message.
No,
it's never 100%.
No, because my message at the beginning is always like just to try to reassure. But I end up realizing after the message, I'm like, oh, this was relieving, but for me. So I'm like, oh yeah, that was a part for me too.
What was the dumbest argument you ever had with a girl?
Oh my God, I have a couple of ones and I'll try to think about it. It doesn't come to my head. But
okay, what was the dumbest argument you had with your girlfriend? Like something that was so ridiculous.
But it comes from somewhere else.
Yes, for sure. But I want to know where it landed.
Okay, the triggers of... Okay, we know the reality.
Yeah, for sure there's something behind the story. But like the dumbest. Like I already had a fight.
Aren't they all dumb?
No.
Dumbest, I think it's just... When she wanted to eat something, I'm like, and I just didn't want to go and get it because I was in the mood to go and get it. And
I got in a fight because I brought lemons instead of limes.
What's the difference?
Green and yellow.
Oh, fuck out of here.
See?
Fuck out of here.
And I was like, I was just distracted. The truth is, I was distracted. So when I got the list.
But
there was something behind it. And me shocked me. I was like, this is the dumbest argument we should have. And when so one thing that triggers me to get very reactive is stupidity.
It does trigger you a lot, you know.
As you saw Saturday, 2 weeks ago. I get very triggered by stupidity. And the thing is, instead of, again, it's my fault with the lime and lemons in the sense that, yes, I did the mistake, but you should have gave me a little bit of leeway. You could have just said the guy's tired. He wasn't focused. But it went on this rant. You always do this. I'm like, what? I always buy limes instead of lemons. What's going on? No, you don't pay attention. You always do a half of a job. And then you go, I'm like, what do you mean I do half a job? I do everything in this fucking house.
You don't focus.
Oh, my God. What kind of example?
One time is because I was supposed to go to I had one of my ex car and I was supposed to go to the mechanic. I decided to go help my aunt to do something. Because for me, the car, I knew what was the problem. You know, when you know the problem, is it a rush? Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm like, I'm going to go do it. I was supposed to do that day, but I changed plans to do something else. Same thing. Oh my God, nah. You didn't do what I asked you. Again, you abandoned me. It's always, I always have to do everything. It's going to come, it's going to get to you. You should. But it's...
Why?
Because he will live with you. He's going to actually be in the same house with someone.
Oh, for sure. Your level of patience has to rise to another. And the thing is for them too. Again, I'm saying this out here. It has nothing to do with men versus women or we're saying the other partner. It goes both ways. And again, there's always two truths, actually three truths to any situation. And this comes to your version, their version, and the actual truth.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're all... Both of them are.
And both can go to have a lie detector and they're both going to be right.
But different versions.
Yeah.
Interpretation.
But like I said, if you take the example of these phones on the table, this is still a phone, but I only see two cameras in front of me. You on the other side, you see the screen. It's still the same.
Still the same phone.
But it's different angles.
Yeah.
And this is sadly life. And it's really hard in a relationship, especially when there's emotions. The fact that you're tired, your swings could be everywhere.
Your baby doesn't sleep at night.
Yeah, true.
And the thing is, certain words will come and trigger you. And then the next day, you're going to be like, why did I react that badly? It was something so stupid, I could have just said, okay, and moved on. Like with the lime and lemons, I could have just said, okay, I'm going back to the store.
I have a perfect example for you. During the COVID, I decided, okay, I'm going to get vaxxed, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I had to go, Alo Valley was next to where the Sunday spot, whatever, on the other side, on the 440, whatever. Yeah. And I went there, like, oh, no appointment, blah, blah. But I was just tired after work. I just got there, and I saw this man, short, chubby guy, trying to argue with a poor security guy. He was probably, like, 21. He's like, but they told me if I come, I would have to go to them. He's like, there's a lineup. And I was sitting right next to him after work, blah, 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 for, like, 2 minutes. I'm going to be polite. I'm going to wait till he finishes. I just wanted to know, can I go in today? Yes or no? And 1 minute and a half, 2 minutes, I'm like, I'm sorry, can we go in? He turns around, he's like, but I was talking. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Shit.
I swear to you, I said that in my head and I'm like, but why? Why did you just attack the poor guy?
It was collateral damage.
Literally collateral damage.
Maybe you felt like defending the young security too.
No, but that happens sometimes. Sometimes you just lose it. But and sadly, and
I just turn around. Even the security guy was like, "Whoa, can I go in today?" He's like, "No." I'm like, "Thank you," and I left. I saw the guy following me in the parking lot. I'm like, "Buddy, are you really gonna do that?" I just jumped in the car. I saw him. He stopped from far. He looked at me. I'm like, and the next day or 2 days after,
how young was this guy?
Same age as me.
The one yelling?
The one yelling was...
40s?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And for me, it was like...
Because if you would have been an older man, I would have been very disappointed.
No, exactly. My point was, he was actually very mature man. What the fuck you doing arguing with the security guy about something that he cannot control?
Yeah, my dad is like that.
Yeah, but your dad, you have to respect. He's an older man.
Yeah.
He's 60.
Yeah, when they're old, they have zero filter, which I can understand it. But for him,
never
like,
had filter.
And they have nothing better to do than to
never
argue.
Had filter. Yeah, he doesn't have it.
But that guy looked like someone that actually has work, business, probably business or something. Like, I'm like, why? And I told him, shut the fuck up.
For the vaccines.
And then.
You know the lineups, the crazy lineups way back when? People were under a lot of pressure, a lot of stress.
Yeah, that was.
Because I remember even daycare's parents were on panic mode. But me, I was like, okay, relax. They're like, oh, yeah, but what's going to happen if somebody coughs? Do you call them? I'm like, listen. Yeah, but people in fear, people when they're tired, when they're sad, when they're in fear, those emotions or those states are the worst. You can't even rationalize with people like that.
But there's no logic behind it.
But there is logic, but yep, you cannot negotiate. And the thing is, you have to be above it all to actually notice it and be able to detach and say, hey, I'm not getting involved in this one.
But I felt bad after, because as soon as I got in the car, I'm like, you really had to go there, bro?
No, no, but that's the thing. But that's self-awareness. But, you could have avoided. Yeah, but the guilt, because sometimes... No, it happened to me once driving. This guy was like, whatever, honking. I turn around. I'm like, what the fuck? And I didn't sleep much that day. And he goes on this whole rampage of honking and shit. So I drop my window. I'm like, what's up? And he's like, fuck you. And then he cuts me through. And then I'm like, motherfucker, not today. So I go behind him and like...
With the kids in the car.
No, no, the kids weren't there. The it happened once with the kids. Exactly. That is true.
So more than once. No, but wait.
So I'll tell you the story with the kids one. So I was going 15 South Highway. I'm driving. There's traffic. This guy behind me starts flashing. I'm like, buddy, there's cars in front of me. I can't go any quicker. So he goes, flashes. And then he cuts me on the right and he tries to cut me in. So I don't let him pass. I have the kids in the back. So he starts honking. And I drop the window. I'm like, go stop the car. Let's go and talk. And then he saw me because my windows were tinted. And I had a big ass winter beard. Big ass winter beard.
Caveman.
You know, I didn't cut my hair like it's been 2 months. Right? So I'm like, go on the side. The guy looks at me and just drives. So I'm like, not today, motherfucker. So
you went for revenge.
I went behind him and I'm like, I hope he takes the 40. He takes the 40 east. So I go in the back and now I'm flashing him. Come on, motherfucker. Come on. My kids are in the back. He's like, daddy, you're crazy. I'm like, no, we're going to have fun. So I go on the side and I'm slowing down, same speed and looking at him. The guy pulls out his phone. He starts filming. I'm like, you better film. So I go behind him and I just wait. And I was like, and if he's really lucky, he's going to come out on Papineau.
Because you were going on Papineau.
And he did. And I was like, this guy's going to have a heart attack. And when he tried to do, I was going east.
So he was actually going where you were going.
Going. But then there was two exits, Saint-Hubert or Papineau. Christophe Colomb. He zigzagged like he was trying to faint me. And then he took Saint-Hubert. But I was going on Papineau regardless. Right? But the guy was on panic mode. Then I turned around to my kids. I'm like, lesson learned.
Don't do it.
Be careful who you provoke. You don't know who, if he's having a bad day or not. And they're like, oh, you're crazy. I'm like, yeah. But there's people like that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's people like that. You don't know what they're going through.
Yeah.
You're honking, giving fingers and shit.
You don't know what the guy's going through.
He just got fired.
He got fired and you're like, yeah, his wife just cheated on him. And then this guy's like, huh? Oh, yeah, not today, motherfucker. I can't beat her up, but I'm going to beat you up. And it's crazy. People are not...
This is La Peste, Je Peste Le Plomb, Je Peste Le Plomb.
But that was based on a movie with Michael Douglas. It's a hard day, something like that, where he loses it. The story was he worked at an office. It's what he was wearing at the beginning of the video, the white shirt with the tie. He gets to work, and they were abusing him at work. And they're like, you're fired. And he was this nice, kind little guy. As he's driving back home... He's stuck in traffic and people are honking. And he just said, fuck it. He left the car in the highway, took his little bag, and he just started walking. He had a gun in it. He was supposed to shoot somebody, I think. And then all of a sudden, like the whole day went crazy bananas.
Is it funny?
No.
Okay.
The song, yes.
The song, yeah.
He goes to McDonald's. He arrives at 11:59 at McDonald's and he asks for a McMuffin. And he's like, sir, afternoon, they don't give McMuffin. He's like, but when I was here, it was 11:59. He's like, no, sir, I'm not giving it to you. He's like, I want to talk to the manager. He's like, I'm the manager. He's like, motherfucker, I want my Egg McMuffin. He gives her an Egg McMuffin. And she's like, thank you, sir. Oh, and I put a Big Mac into it. Bitch, I didn't ask for a Big Mac. And he shoots her. But it's a rap song. It's a funny rap song. It was like that all through the thing. And mental health, anger, is a big deal. Now, imagine now if we translate this back to relationships. Something's not doing good at home or something's not doing good at work and then you bring it home. The kids not sleeping, lack of that level of patience. You have to admire couples that go through all this, understand each other. When I see my parents...
That's what I was about to say. When you told me your mom, like what she did when your father was, in a bad mood, she just went to the gym.
Yeah, we don't do this anymore.
No, no, no.
My
mom would walk home. I lived with my parents recently.
You too?
Yeah. It was temporary. I had plans.
I'm sorry.
My mom would come home.
He's so quiet.
It's free.
My mom would come home. She would look at my dad. She's like, ooh, he's having a bad day. Mm. She would go and grab her gym bag. She's like, I'm going to the gym for about an hour just to let him decompress. And I'm like, wow.
This is healthy.
I'm like, if I would translate that to today's relationship, the girl would be like,
why are you
mad? Express to me. Why don't you talk to me? You always keep everything inside. You never express. Blah, 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 blah. And me, through the whole process, I'm like, shut the fuck up before I kill you. You get what I'm saying?
I'll just hurt you.
No, I would never hurt you. You see, you had to go...
No, kill. You said kill.
No, I'll kill you in the sense verbally. Not,
that's what I,
no,
I had, yeah, to downplay.
No hurting, no hurting. Love, peace, and
not
happiness.
Even verbally, you won't try to kill her verbally. It's just a way to speak, like, leave me alone.
Yeah, but, like, it would go...
One. Yeah, but the thing is, nowadays, they want to understand, like, talk to me.
Everybody thinks they're a therapist.
But yeah, talk to me. That's, but true.
It's maybe I, not I'll be time. Just like, it's not your fault.
It's not
just
your,
let
you
me
have to
do.
Trust me that I'll communicate it when I feel ready.
Mm-hmm.
What's a reasonable time to let give someone space before that,
it depends on every person.
How long it takes them.
So even a week?
Living with somebody for, that would be extreme as fuck.
Okay, that's very
days?
Rare.
What?
Three days? Four
like
days?
Like living with somebody and leaving them desistance, well, and they don't communicate nothing for a week?
You and a person on the same roof, argument, and then the argument is still pending?
No, because when I'm in a bad place, me, for example, I'm a very bad communicator.
Yeah.
When I'm in a bad place. But what I do is I just...
Step back.
Step back. Because I have to understand and rationalize what's going through my head. Before
so
I'm able
to express it
properly. But if you ask me what's going on while... It's like those people...
Up.
This happened to me when I was working at the club where I got in a fight with a DJ. We're in the middle of the fight and my girlfriend's like, oh, calm down, calm down. It's really not the moment. Calm down. Like, step away. Let me get it over. Then after that, come. You know what I mean? Don't put yourself in the middle of me and a guy. It's just crazy. And this is what I mean. When I go through situations and I'm... angry, sad, depressed, whatever it is. Like, I feel low and my low energy. I have to step back and rationalize.
What's the amount of time that you usually need?
It depends on the issue.
It depends. I'm sure.
No, for communication, usually it takes me less than 24 hours.
Okay. Yeah.
But I need some alone time. I'll go and take a drive. I'll go and take a walk. I'll listen to music, whatever it is. But if it's fresh in me, if I had a long, bad day, and I'm like, I'm rational enough. I'm like, I'm not going to go home right away. I'm just going to go... Release the stress.
Like I told you, I'm going to go in the... Like, you get home, you just sit in the car for half an hour. Just...
Yeah, I think when you get into a fight with someone, I think, especially when you're having, like...
argument.
Yeah, an argument, but with someone that you're sharing your life with, I think a couple of hours, it's
good.
Yeah. But if I'm really, really, really pissed that something really happened and, like, it really gets to me, I'm gonna need a couple of days for sure.
But you take the time that it takes. Again, we can't talk. There's not one solution for all the problems, right? If you find out that she lied to you, or she burned $10,000, or she cheated on you, like I said, depending on the level, it takes
more
time. But I'm saying that, regardless of what it is, if I'm not in a state to communicate it, I won't. Regardless, if you're gonna pressure me, talk to me. And this goes with girlfriends, friends, or like guy friends, girlfriends.
I would actually, what I would do is that, like, yeah, talk to me or something. But if I would see that the communication is like just nothing's going on and nothing's going to come back, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, some people.
But I would just want to show you, look, if you want to talk to me, I'm there.
No, but you can say that text. That's perfect. I'm here for you if you need anything.
Exactly. But you don't want to talk about it? Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. You cannot force somebody to communicate things, because that is a very selfish request. Because you're trying to take control of the narrative of the issue that they're having.
Exactly. Sometimes we...
Because people think, yeah, but I can't go to bed if I don't fix that. But that's not your call.
That's it.
But I think before going to bed, what I would usually say, because it happened to me too, it's something I don't like, going to bed and being in this... I would just say something like, hey, let's talk about it tomorrow. But I want to make sure that we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, sure. You can.
But if you're able to do that, even if you're in the bad state, if they're in the bad state is one thing. But if you're the one.
I just don't talk.
That's what I'm saying. Because now you're talking from you're the guy that's calm. You're in the good place. You see your partner in a bad place and you're like, listen, do you, I'm here for you. Whenever you're ready to talk.
You know what I hate about myself is especially.
Stop it. Stop that. Don't say those type of thing.
Okay.
Rephrase.
Something
that I need to work on. Yes,
that I need to work on is that when it pops, or like I would be like really emotional there, but I would be able to step back once. But when it happens right now, like the emotions are like sometimes way too high and I would be like talking too much. But suddenly I realize I'm like, oh shit, and I step back.
So you see, you're different from us three. When you're in that reactive, you have tendency of talking.
Yeah.
Us three, we shut down.
But I shut down after.
Yeah, we shut down.
Not even, there's no before but to have down. An after.
I just tend not to give, because I know if I talk right away to be amos and I'm going to see the wrong things at the wrong time right away.
And me, the thing is, there was a couple of times.
So much things.
There is a couple of times when I actually did verbalize. But then somebody once told me, I would rather you beat me physically than tell me what you told me. Because my words, holy shit, are loaded. They're not going for like, you know, to graze. I'm going for the jugular. You're dying. And that's one thing that I realized. I'm really good as much as I can be bad with words. And words hurt. They echo.
Shut up.
Yeah, you do it to me.
Shush. Pussy.
Now people's going to say that you're bullying me.
No, he said pussy.
I'm joking. Jesus Christ. You always think I'm serious.
People think you're serious.
People think that you're very serious.
Quand je viens de dire ça?
No, not specifically here. But some people are like, yo, be kinder with Francis. Okay.
Be kinder?
Don't. Francis can take it.
Exactly. When the pod is done, me and him, we're actually talking about anime. So it's...
Yeah. Again, like I said, whatever I say it out of love. Now, sometimes it might sound harsh, but it's still true.
I'm like the little brother right now. So it's like that.
You literally the little brother.
Yeah.
Actually, I see him more of a kid than my son. Okay. Brother.
I could be brother.
My little immature brother.
Immature.
Immature brother. Yes,
he said immature. He didn't say short. Even though he pointed,
he really pointed like this. I was like under the table at a point.
But that's about 5'4". No.
Okay.
Oh. However, there's also stuff that you got to understand. When you understand yourself, like you learn from your past relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to the new one. The things that are negotiable, non-negotiable, the things that like, oh, when I'm mad, I go in this space. Please leave me the F alone. I'm going to get back to you. I'm going to come back. But when I'm there, you don't have to try to get me out of there or talk. Just understand that I'm going to come back and I will come back and I'll be honest and I'm going to share with you. Those little things that helps. And you might have to repeat that 20 times. Until you're going to do your bed by yourself, you know.
I do my bed.
I have faith in you guys. All three. Look, even Guy, I wasn't worried. But let me ask him now.
Why don't you have faith on yourself too?
But he has faith.
Because you said, I feel on you three guys.
Yeah, but the way
You never talk about self. You talk about others. Well, what kind of cocky shit is that? I have faith on
me.
Us.
I have faith in me.
It's not cocky. You should include yourself in it. That's it.
Yeah. No, me.
But we knew that.
Yeah, but he spoke it. Not you. Right?
No. I get it. But I don't need to include me in it.
I understood you.
Thank you, man. We communicate the same way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can see that. Absolutely.
I have faith in you for the gym. So it's a good start.
Fuck your gym. I don't have time for that shit, man.
Why are you bullying back?
No, but come on.
This guy has no kids. Of course he's going to go 5 times a week in the gym.
No, we had a serious conversation, me and him. And he told me, he did witness. Let's say if you're going to say it on camera, though. You said that however you're looking right now is not sustainable long term.
It's impossible.
You see what I'm saying?
Why?
Because he knows that his routine and his responsibilities are going to change.
And maybe when they're going to get older, I'm going to come back to that.
Yeah. Like, I'm not saying he's going to stop training.
No.
But staying at 6-7% of body fat, like you could, but I feel like somebody's going to be losing on his time.
No, and me, I'm going to help the woman that I'm with.
Yeah, but that's 100%. What I'm saying.
Well, a lot of men went to that phase where they were top shape. They had a kid. Obviously, they lost the shape.
And you can come back.
Yeah, you come back.
No, but like I know people that are obsessed with their looks to a point that they just gave birth and they're back at the gym the next day. And again, I admire that.
Great.
But I feel like somewhere along the way, that
and
kid
I would be the one telling her, go do it. I'm going to take care of the moment.
Well,
good daddy.
But obviously, any woman that gives birth, obviously their body changes, right? And after it becomes.
Sure. Oh, no, but I'm not talking about, I'm not going to go into pregnancy.
No.
I'm just saying that your priorities are so
different.
But the thing is, once you have kids, could care less if you're shaved or not. If you're for fat
you,
or not.
No, me, it's more that I think when you're a couple, you have to be a team, and knowing that mentally she's not doing well for whatever, if it's her body, whatever, if she doesn't see
you take
her
the bullets while she gets better.
Bang, absolutely.
That's exactly how you see it.
It has to be really important that she is as healthy, because me, on my part, I'm not the one giving birth. I'm not the one that's going to have changes or whatever. And I could still see friends and do whatever I want to do, like at a certain point, because she's going to be, I don't know, more tired. I'm going, like, giving examples. But me, as soon as the kid is born, for sure, it's going to be important for her to be as healthy as possible as I am.
No, but that's it. Healthy. That's what I mean by that. Your priority is going to change in the sense that you're probably going to eat healthier because now you're feeding a child. Yeah. Right? You're going to be more disciplined, more focused on that. Now, instead of going to the gym, maybe spend another hour with your kid playing ball or whatever, your priorities are going to change. Mm-hmm. Drawing, playing princess, you know, tea time, whatever it is, if you have a daughter or a son. Me, the first probably 5-6 years, they were my only priority. Once they went to bed, if I could go on play soccer.
Own? You mean? Play on their own? Go to bed on their own? Or as soon as they're in bed?
No, once they're in bed. Okay. Like, if I have still energy or I feel the need that I need to release stress, I would go and play soccer.
If not, you would be home,
I would be home. You know what I mean? Because it's tiring. Two kids.
But mind you, they wake up early.
Plus a full-time job, plus a partner, plus your family.
You know, you still have to, you know, date the mother of your kids. You need still to make her feel special. You need to take care of the house. You have work. I have employees. I have my parents. I still have to see somewhat my friends here and there. There's a lot of things. There's only 24 hours in a day. And out of those 24 hours, you're hoping to sleep at least 6-5 hours. Mm-hmm. So there's not much time. We're working another 8 hours.
Guaranteed.
Don't forget the barber. The barber in there.
Hani's going to find a way. Because in Lebanon, they have 28-hour days.
No. 28? 28. So you're, very nice.
Yeah. We lost Hani for the last 30 minutes. Yeah,
no, man. I'm listening to all you.
He was like, fuck this shit. If I don't talk, they're not going to poke on me.
Not even close. Not even close, actually.
So this was fun.
It was very fun. It was
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
It's a grown-up podcast.
Yeah, it was a grown-up podcast. Men podcast.
Yeah, man. And the next time, we're probably going to be back in the studio.
Cool.
So new decor.
So no Sunday, because you're not there?
Yeah, you're off.
No, but we're recording. We just did.
It is for next Thursday. I understand. But no, I'm just making sure you're leaving this weekend.
Yeah, he's going on vacation, so we don't have the place to film without him, you know.
So it would be the next Sunday.
We'll talk about it.
I don't know why you're talking about that.
Because the people, they want to
know. And on that note, they won't notice anything. There's going to be podcasts every weekend. And on that note.
Deuces.